In today's episode, we're going to talk about why I got rid of this old trusty computer. Hello, this is Enzo with one of the last episodes of the season, season 3 of the Race Driver Coach Show. We're going to get back to simulator driving. We're going to get back to computers, iRacing, because not too long ago, I put a video up showing the iRacing. And basically people said, Enz, your graphics are terrible. Or iRacing is so simple and the graphics, it's horrible. It needs to be updated. It's like R-Factor 1. But that was because I was running it on minimum graphics. On the settings, I put it all the way down. So it had hardly any grandstands. It looked blocky. Even the white lines were like blocks, really, like you're going back to the 80s. So, yeah, I did it because I had a terrible computer. I say it's terrible. It was perfectly fine about, I keep showing you it, and people who listen to the podcast kind of see this. But 5 years ago, it was amazing. 5 years ago, it had one of the top graphics cards in, from what I can remember, and it ran everything perfect. But as you know, games, software, simulation, things like iRacing and R-Factor and Assetto, they move on. And if you don't move your computer on, just like your iPhone when they update it with the latest software, if you don't update your computer, your hardware, it falls behind, and it falls behind quicker than you think. They're always updating these platforms. So you've got to keep on top of it. So 5 years passed and I finally got another one. Now, it's a bit daunting. Everybody telling me that I should get a new one, peer pressured me into it. But it's a bit daunting because when you look on the internet, there's gaming PCs everywhere. And you're not sure where to go. Some are like $4,000. Others are $400. And you're like, hang on a minute, there's obviously a difference. What do I need? You do research and all this. But then, after about an hour's research, I stumbled upon FEG. And it was actually through a YouTube video saying they've just bought one of these machines from FEG. They did a review and then I looked at it and I contacted Jeff from FEG and said, look, I want to play iRacing. I do it commercially as well a little bit, so I keep coach drivers on iRacing, so I need it to be better than it is at the minute. I need a computer that's ready for VR, so if we do go VR, which I already have got a headset, but that's back at iZone, if we do go VR, then I need it to be capable to run in that, and I want to run maximum graphics and see me through the next 6 years, 5-6 years with no problem. Jeff says, look, this is easy. I can do it under a grand, and it was something like 900 or something he did this for me, and it's got everything I could ever want. The picture is now on the screen of this beautiful new machine I've got compared to the old one, which is now, yeah, I look at it like, you know when you buy a new pair of trainers, a new pair of sneakers, kicks, and they look amazing. You wear them, and then you look at your old pair, and you're like, oh, disgusting. You never want to touch them again. That's pretty much what it's like with this old computer, so I'm not even plugging it in to find out what I've got. But the new one has got this kind of spec. The Ryzen 5 1600, Radeon RX 590, 16GB DDR4 RAM. So the computer is basically a weapon. And when I got it, excitedly unwrapped it, you had to plug in the graphics card, but then she's ready to go. And it already comes preloaded with iRacing and all the third party apps that you need and a voice command software. So everything is literally plug and play. All you have to do is basically get your steering wheel to talk to it, install all the drivers for your own stuff, and away you go. And I thought, okay, I really hope now I can actually put full graphics on and enjoy the game as it should and see everything as it should, and it'll help the driving because it'll be smoother. Because I was driving sometimes on an open race and you'd come into a corner and all of a sudden the computer would be frying its brains out and it would stutter, and all of a sudden it's stuck, duh, 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 and you can see everyone driving off and then it resumes as where you are and you cause an awesome shunt. So I was peeing a lot of people off with that computer, but now I can see the difference. Here it is. Let's start off with my old computer. First of all, you can see I put the graphics up as far as they can go. Max quality, everything's on to really push the computer and see what it's capable of. This was my old one, remember? And then when you go back into the game, you can see 66, 67 frames per second, 68, which is pathetic. So when you're in the pits, everything looks nice. But when you try and drive, everything was slow and didn't quite work. It was getting stuck. I was getting kicked out because the computer just isn't quick enough. Frustrating. Then I plugged in the new one, set up the new one, and then basically did a back-to-back to see how that performs with maximum graphics. So I did the same again. Put the maximum graphics on, everything on, like for like. Here we go. The verdict is 434 compared to 67. Now, 434 is extreme. You don't need that much, but it's more than I need. It's gonna last me forever. And this dynamite of a computer completely changed the experience of iRacing. Everything seems real. The crash damage is much better. It's just a whole more immersive feeling. Now, you've seen my rig, right? I'm not sure if you have actually, but here's my rig. You can see it's very basic. I've got the Fanatec wheel. I've got the Fanatec pedals, Club Sport V2 and Club Sport pedals. A normal monitor, a stand that's by Next Level Racing. And it's just a standard seat, really. It's nothing glamorous. The verdict. Well, the verdict is, I'm glad I did it. And I say to everybody, just go and do it. Even though it's going to cost probably $600, $700, $800. I mean, I got a quite high spec one. For that kind of price, I think he can do you a better deal maybe if you choose a lesser graphics card or whatever, but just enough. But I wanted a monster that saw me through and allowed me to play for the next few years without any trouble. So Jeff sorted me out on that, and it is worth it. The whole thing works smoother. iRacing works smoother. My safety rating is actually getting better because it's not tripping up or making any silly, having any glitches or anything. So it's really worth it. You see the difference in the frames per second. Like for like, same room. It was exactly the same race or practice session as well. So it was like for like, and yeah, it's a lot different. Everything is more immersive. I really say, go get yourself a nice Christmas present and buy a gaming PC that you trust, and FEG, Jeff at FEG, thanks. It's exactly what I need. I'm gonna come back to you again when we go even more esports coaching based. And that's it really, it's worth it. See you next time.